If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
To be in the present moment without being judgmental about anything is mindfulness. I'm Shailja Saraswati, your host. Join me to discover the joys of mindfulness and meditation through life insights, stories, and observations. Subscribe to my podcast, The Everyday Guide with Shailja Saraswati, where we can take this journey together.
You know, so very interesting insights from my weekend. I was really exhausted, overworked the whole of last week. And I just decided to put my mind into a new book I had picked up from the market. And you know, this book has been in discussion, conversations, part of people's lives and how it's transformed a lot many people. And you know, how they've got a perspective towards living life in a new way. And I thought maybe, you know, I don't want to read this, but I did pick up this book. It caught my attention. I'm talking about the book called Ikigai. It's all about finding your life purpose. Yeah. So from my perspective, life purpose was always about having a distinction between duties and responsibilities. And life purpose is very different from these two. You know, so while our duties and responsibilities take us in various directions in life, but our life purpose is like an anchor, which, you know, keeps us anchored. Now, what Ikigai says is very, very interesting. You know, so they have quoted a lot of neuroscientists, psychologists, Zen masters. But I think one aspect which they dig deep into is the flow state of mind. And the flow state of mind is achieved, then you know that is your Ikigai. So there are certain tasks, certain things in life where we gravitate towards. And it's very easy to, you know, accomplish those tasks because we are in the moment, completely in one unit. You know, so we are so concentrated. We reach a flow state where we could be doing some tasks for hours together. And not even realizing that the time has passed by. So that was very interesting, you know, because I've been talking about flow state. And flow state, sometimes when you are meditating, it's very easy to achieve if you can take all the distractions away from life. You know, you can kind of focus on certain tasks with a lot of concentration. It becomes very easy. And then I was looking at our lives, you know. At any given point in time, we have multiple gadgets around us. Right now, I have a laptop, I have my mobile, I have multiple gadgets around me, you know. And if we have to achieve that flow state, there is no way we can achieve it if we have all the gadgets on around us all the time. And with this work from home, which has become a reality, or even if it's a hybrid model going ahead in future, gadgets are not going anywhere, right? Technology is not going anywhere. So how do you kind of consolidate your life and, you know, live your life purpose and achieve that flow state? Because this entire myth about multitasking is busted in this book. There is nothing called multitasking. Rather, multitasking is considered to be counterproductive. Yeah, so we might feel that we are accomplishing multiple tasks at the same time, but that's not the case. Each task, probably you are not registering 100% of the content. It might be 60%, 70%. Amazing statistics this book has come up with. But what caught my attention was that, you know, again, to be in that flow state is also about, you know, connecting to your life purpose. Some people who get retired, but they continue to work towards their vocation or passion, whether it's painting or mountaineering or sports. I think that one purpose keeps them alive for so long, right? So which is something to look forward to every day. In Japanese culture, that's what, you know, people are cultured towards, you know, to look for their life purpose and to build the life around it, not the otherwise. You know, in West, and unfortunately even in my country, I see there's no, you know, work-life balance at all. It's all about, especially in the cities, it's all about working hard and working harder. And this aspect of, you know, having a work-life balance where you get me time, where you get downtime, where you get time to connect with your own passions, your hobbies, your interests, I think it's a far lot more there in outside India. I mean, I can talk from my time in Singapore and UK, and I saw that, you know, the quality of life was a lot different. But coming to the point of flow, I think it was very interesting. I mean, I've been trying to observe it by doing activities where I, you know, naturally go in that flow state, a state which makes you so here and now, you know, that you become one with the activity. So if you're painting, you are one with the colors, the paintbrush, the canvas you're painting on. If you're singing, you're one with your vocal cords, the sound coming out. Everything is in the moment. I'm still reading the book. I'm halfway through, but I'm very, very fascinated by what I've read so far. I think the entire concept of flow state is so clear in my head now. And honestly, since morning, I've been observing my mind, you know, how, and avoiding to multitask. I'm avoiding to be on multiple gadgets at the same time. I think half our stress in our lives these days is just because we're not able to, you know, sieve through these things which are happening around us. We are still getting caught up. We are thinking that, you know, a majority of the people are going in one direction and we feel that direction is good. But I think once in a while, it's just good to halt and introspect and see what's working for you. Is a nature working for you over the weekends? Is painting working for you? What is that one hobby, one interest, one passion point which you can nurture? And I think that will become the purpose of life. I mean, for me, it's been writing for so long, so many years, and now I think it was so important for me to write, to express. Now I started creating videos. I mean, I was the most shy person on this planet, honestly. I can't even imagine myself 10 or 15 years ago sitting in front of the camera and just talking at length. But here I am, and I think it's just coming from the passion of sharing and, you know, articulating things which I feel. And I think somewhere it's resonating with people who are watching these videos or who've been reading my blogs. I feel good. I feel cathartic. You know, this is catharsis for me. This is also a flow state. Honestly, when I'm creating videos, I kind of just zone out. And, you know, when I'm talking, it's like I'm really connecting with people sitting next to me. You know, so it's as good as having a conversation. I'm going to talk more about this topic, the flow state. I'm going to come back. But do let me know what you think about this. I'll see you soon. Bye.